and welcome to Hardcover Hoes, a long-distance book club where two book lovers express their feelings on their book of the moment via podcast. I am one half of your host, Sam Cabrera-Dixon.
And I am Sammy Skorstad.
I almost read your part. Together we have gone through book talk, combined our to-be-read lists, and now we intend to make our way through them one book at a time. We'd love for you to come along with us and join the discussion. Oh, and happy Black History Month.
This month, we are going to be focusing on reading Black stories by Black authors. The book of the moment for today's episode is Sweet Hand by N.G. Peltier. Just a forewarning for those of you listening, this is not a spoiler-free zone. We will be discussing this book in all of its glory, which of course includes revealing the ending. N.G. Peltier is an anime-watching, book-reading, video game-playing, story-writing kind of girl. A devourer of words and books from a young age, she enjoys writing romance and creeping people out with the Caribbean folklore stories she grew up hearing. A Trinidadian, born and raised, she currently lives in Trinidad with her mountain of ideas and characters battling each other for whose story gets told next.
I love. What a relatable human being.
I love that.
I have a hiccup. I'm so sorry.
How dare you?
I briefly remembered what I wanted to tell you.
What did you want to tell me?
I don't know. It went away.
Oh, what the fuck?
I was like, oh, I'm not going to interrupt you. And then I remembered and now I forgot. So here we are. Before we jump into discussing our own thoughts and feelings regarding the book, I'm going to go ahead and read through the blurb on the back of the book for the sake of contextualizing it. Quote, after a public meltdown over her breakup from her cheating musician boyfriend, Cherise swore off guys in the music industry and dating in general for a while, preferring to focus on growing her pastry chef business. When Cherise's younger sister reveals she's getting married in a few months, Cherise hopes that will distract her mother enough to quit harassing her about finding a guy, settling down, and having kids. But her mother's matchmaking keeps intensifying. Cherise tries to humor her mother, hoping if she feigns interest in the eligible bachelor she keeps tossing her way, that she'll be off the hook. But things don't quite go as planned. Turns out, for the first time in ages, she and Kieran King, the most annoying man ever, are on the island at the same time. Avoiding him is impossible, especially when Kieran's close friend is the one marrying her sister, and he's the best man to her maid of honor. Kieran doesn't know what to make of Cherise now. They've always butted heads. To him, she's always been a stuck-up brat who seeks attention. Retweet. Even when he secretly harbored a crush on her. Now with Cherise's sister marrying one of his good friends, he can't escape her as the wedding activities keep throwing them together. When things turn heated after a rainy night of bedroom fun, they both have to figure out if they can survive the countdown to wedding day without this turning into a recipe for disaster. Without any further ado, let's get into it. Trigger warnings real quick: infidelity, cursing, fat phobia, body shaming, misogyny, sexism, toxic relationships, homophobia, and violence. So to preface, I was just telling Sammy this right before we clicked record. I started reading this book when I was in the no man's land, aka an airport. Right after Sammy had sent me money to buy a beer, in which I did start consuming some ciders, which apparently I've become a lightweight when it comes. I don't know. I was like immediately drunk. So I started reading this book while I was a little tipsy in an airport. So you're going to have to remind me of some
what happened.
Things that happened. I think I was confused when I started reading and I was like, oh, it's best friend's brother, but it's not.
No,
it's not that.
It's not that. No.
So, okay. What were your first impressions?
I like that it took place somewhere other than like a city in the United True. States. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God. this is somewhere new. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Because everything's either like New York or Portland or like, I don't know, something like that.
Or like London.
Or London. Yeah, you're right. So yeah, that was exciting. I like the pastry chef thing. And I also I love the they butt heads a little yes. bit, but like they're not necessarily enemies.
Right.
It's not like enemies to lovers. There's just like, he irks me, you know? Yeah.
Literally, I think I highlighted something when they first meet in the book and I was like, is he going to be a horrible person or is he the love interest?
Exactly. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Anthony Bridgerton and
okay.
Kate. Because mm-hmm. they, like, where it's like, they don't have, they're not enemies. They're just, like, They vex each other, you know?
Yes, good word.
Yes.
Word and of the
you
day,
haven't
vex.
Gotten you haven't gotten to season two, have you?
No, I was watching episodes while walking on my walking pad, and then I went out of town and I ruined my walking pad streak.
Okay,
so
well,
but I'm gonna do it today. It's on the docket.
Okay, get back on there because you need to get to that part so you know
I'm
what
also
I'm talking
gonna make
about.
Willow one of my walking shoes.
Thank God. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you like the edit?
Bluey's my nighttime show. Yeah, I did. I'm so deep in my Pedro Pascal era right now that when you said that, I was like, that's really funny. I just want to be clear. I liked Pedro before all these hoes on the internet, before the white girlies got their hands
on
him.
You were thirsting over the Latine spacemen.
Yes.
Oscar Isaac and Pedro Pascal. So early on.
And Diego Luna. He's also
Diego
one
Luna.
Of the Latine spacemen.
I know.
Just, everything about Pedro Pascal is...
Daddy,
I love... He's such an ally. Because his sister's trans. He's just written by a woman.
He
I
is.
Love that man.
Are you gonna watch him on SNL?
Of course.
Of course.
I'm hoping that I saw TikTok and I agree with it. I'm hoping that all the little like new Pedro girlies are gonna get the ick from watching him on SNL. Because I feel like that's what happens when you watch somebody on SNL. I always get the ick.
Yeah.
But so I'm hoping that they get the ick so that they can leave
Back
him alone
off.
Again. Yeah. Exactly. Anyways,
married woman. Okay,
I know. Esty knows. I have my top five. It's Pedro. Oh, in no particular order. It's Pedro, Oscar. I honestly would throw Diego Luna in there, and then there's my white man, Matt Murdock. Charlie Cox, but specifically him as Matt Murdock.
Only Charlie Cox as Matt Murdock. Okay.
Who's my other one? Pedro, Oscar. Who's my other one?
You used to have a thing for Chris Evans. You still?
No, it's never been to that degree.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Why can't? Am I forgetting a husband? I'm so sorry. Whoever you are, I'll remember by the end of this. That's my top five. I know, I don't know who number five.
So you have top four.
Who is it? I'm so confused right now.
I don't know.
Well, I'll remember by the end of the episode. I'm sure.
Is it another Marvel person? Oh, is it Punisher? No.
No. Maybe it's just a top four.
Maybe you just got a top four. All right.
I fear I'm forgetting someone very important.
It probably is.
Yeah. Also, one of my friends just finished reading Beach Read, and I was like, Oscar Isaac? Question mark.
Please? Yes?
She was like, I fear I'm going to die alone. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. back to this book.
Back to the book.
Let me say, speaking of written by a woman, see, look at the segue there. Kieran.
He's written by a woman.
I love the moment the reveal that he was bisexual happened. I texted you. I was like, ah, you're going to love him.
Yes.
Yes. This is the energy we love. This is the energy we need.
Agreed.
Him admitting he used to have a crush on what's the guy
Scott.
That was getting raised? What's his name?
Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that they shared a kiss at one point.
Yeah.
I was like,
and
that's so
and
funny.
That
you both had a crush on the same man.
Yeah, they both had a crush. So funny.
Living for it. I feel like nothing says. I don't know. I don't even know what I was trying to say there, but like, that's so funny.
It's so funny listening to you talk right now because I can tell how caffeinated you are.
I have had like, so much coffee today. It's not even funny.
In comparison to like
the
how
last
we
time.
Recorded last time.
And I had no coffee yet. I had only had my glass of water.
So fucking funny. Oh my
God. I feel like I could run a lap. Like
a singular lap.
Yeah,
I could
just
run
one.
A lap.
Just
one. Oh my God. Just one lap. Okay.
Just one. Well, who says how long the lap is?
True.
Oh anyways, God. Yeah, I'm a little wee right now, you know? It's also Friday. It's a payday.
It's a good day.
It's a good day.
What are you buying today? now that it's payday.
I'm making myself stop.
Okay.
Because I did buy, manically bought a new printer this week, which was actually, I needed it for like the last few months. So it's not like it was that out of the blue. And the one I wanted went on sale for like $40 off. So it's like, that. I guess I'm buying a printer. I just bought groceries. I just paid rent. There was a lot of money that came out of my bank account this week. Anyways.
Okay. So this book. I was excited. Kieran was bisexual. Love that. Makes him gives like it goes from like 0 points to like 10 points. Agreed. That being said, I think I'm having such a hard time reading anything
with men.
With men, that isn't fantasy. Because like fantasy men is in its own.
I agree with you.
It's completely different. Mm-hmm. It's so different for some reason. Like, they're wearing the different outfits. Like, they're just dressed different. They're, like, the vibe is different.
Sometimes they have wings.
Exactly. They have powers. Like, sometimes they want to drink your blood. I don't know. Like,
I miss Castile.
But I just, like, I cannot read, like, a straight romance.
Yeah.
The way I used to be able to.
I feel you. I think it would be really funny to listen back to like our, from like 2020 archive of episodes.
Oh no.
To now. You've had a total like deconstruction 180? And reconstruction of everything.
What I find attractive and who I'm attracted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny. I also I wanted to really like this, and I was excited by the why have I been reading so many baking romances? I don't know, but I think because I just read a baking romance rather recently, within the same month as reading Sweet Hand, that I was kind of like
this was enjoyable. It was cute. I loved their little banter, the way they like to like make digs at each other, but he had the crush when they were younger.
Yes.
And like I like that trope.
Yeah.
But like it was just like just another cute little rom-com.
Like, I also felt like, and this is on me, but I felt like I couldn't enjoy the smut because it only got smutty when I was on the airplane
and you're wedged like between it.
Other people. Yeah. I was like, I don't know how to turn the dimness down on my Kindle. I've never done that before. I was can they hear through my headphones?
Yeah. And honestly, like the smut was good. Like the lead up to the smut was good.
Yeah, I love
like.
The tension.
The tension was written really well. Yeah. And then when it was the actual smut, it was very like summary oriented. Like he did this and then he did this, and it wasn't,
and then,
like,
bam.
Yeah.
It was fireworks, like, and then move on.
Yeah. Like he used his hands in his mouth and then blah blah blah. And it's like, okay. I want the details.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I feel you. So I liked the characters, though, so I want to be clear about that. Like, I really enjoyed – I felt they had depth to them. I felt like they were real people to me. I was –
Yeah, that's true.
I kind of felt like perhaps there were too many plot lines.
Okay.
Like, there was the she's going to start singing for him and he produces music thing, and then there was also planning the wedding, and then it was them helping the wedding stuff, and then there was their romance, and then it was like, and her ex is now back and he's doing toxic-y things and whatnot. And then, you know, I felt like
there
maybe
were a lot of things.
I felt like if we subtracted the music plot line, I know that was like part of the big reveal at the end that led to the third act breakup. But I feel like if we removed that, maybe I could have been like, okay, I understand what's happening.
Yeah. More. I can get on board with this.
Yeah. That was really my only plot issue.
Complaint. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like with these books, I don't even like look critically at the plot where I'm just like,
I know.
Things are happening. Like, whatever. I'm not here for the things happening. I'm here for the tension and the whatever ends up happening between the two main characters.
Right. I feel
literally, it's like, oh my God, you know what? There's a Shakespeare play called, I think it might be A Midsummer Night's Dream, where like the whole point of the play is it can be in any setting
Oh.
ever. I don't know if it, I think it's a Midsummer Night's Dream, but like people have done it, like acting schools have put it on, like where it takes place on a plane, where it takes place on the
Oh,
moon,
cool.
where it takes. So like the
That's
whole
fun.
thing is like, or maybe
Setting
that's
doesn't
just
matter.
setting doesn't matter. I feel like that's very much me with these. I'm like,
That's
I
a
don't
really
care
interesting comparison.
what's going on. I'm here
I like that.
for, yeah.
Vibes. If the vibes are good, I don't care where we are. I agree with you because I also feel the same about when something's like a plot is really far-fetched, but
Yeah.
if it's really well done, it doesn't matter to me.
It does not matter. And
Yeah.
I'm saying, okay. I would like to cover my ass just in case. I heard that somebody told me that years ago, like literally probably I think maybe 6 or 7 years
Oh,
ago.
God. Okay.
I was waiting in line to like for general admission at a concert, and I made friends with the girl next to me, and she was asking me like what I was reading in class or something. And 'cause she was in college, and I told her it was A Midsummer Night's Dream. I don't know when I was taking that class.
Questionable,
So questionable. But I remember her telling me, like, she's a huge Shakespeare fan. It was for a Walk the Moon concert. And she was like,
Checks
she
out.
was a huge Shakespeare fan. She loves theater. And then she told me that fun fact. And so I haven't actually checked on that ever. But I've just always remembered that because I was like, that's super interesting. So.
I love shit like that. It could have been a total lie, but you know
It,
what?
oh
I
yeah,
believe it.
I'll never forget it, and
That's
I'll whip
funny.
that fun fact out whenever I want.
That's really funny. I love that.
Okay.
What? Yeah, I feel like since I read it on a plane, I really don't remember anything that happened. But
Okay.
I do recall like them hooking up in a storage closet.
Supply closet while they were touring. Yep. I
Which
love that.
that's funny. I love shit like that.
I love public sex.
Me too. Yeah.
That's what I love. I
Yeah.
have such a
You're
fantasy
gonna
for.
love the sapphic book
I'm so excited.
that is. I love that book. Yeah, I don't know. What else happened in this book?
What else? Let me think. Lots of little group activities, teasing on the dance floor, like, damn, she looks so hot in
Yeah,
that.
I
Like,
love that stuff. I live for that.
I live for the, like, I know he's watching me. Like,
Yes.
yeah.
Yes. Let's take a look at my notes. I think I.
You took notes?
No, I'm sorry. I should.
Oh, things you like
Little
tabbed.
tab, my tab things. Yes, exactly. Can I just look at notes or can I not do that? Search this book. Go to. I feel like I've had my Kindle for almost 2 years now and I don't know how to use it. I'm not gonna lie to you. I have almost no clue what I'm doing.
I've had a
Okay, notes and
Kindle
highlights.
for so long and I just don't use it. I haven't read a physical book. I haven't held a book and read a physical book in so long.
I feel that. I've read like two physical books this year so far and like 13 not physical books.
Yeah. Wild.
Where are my notes? Let's see.
What did you like?
What did I like? What did I note? Nothing really of
Nothing of
value,
note.
apparently. What was I getting at here? Sometimes I just like, oh. No. There's no, nothing interesting here. I thought I put notes, but I guess I was just highlighting stuff.
Lovely.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry for that. The lead up to nothing. I hope you're hungry for nothing.
For nothing.
Did you? Oh, I guess this has opened up to like there's other stories in this universe.
Oh yeah, there's so much potential for stories in there.
Yeah, because like her roommate
Remy.
and yeah, and his sister.
Maxie?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, that's funny. I would read that also.
Yeah.
I think I've said this many times, but I love when there's like very specific foods mentioned in books.
Oh yeah, we have talked about this.
I love especially baking. I don't know why. I can't bake. Maybe that's why. But when he said something about really liking her red velvet Shooters.
The little shooters, yeah.
Shooters. And then she made them again on purpose. I was like, hee hee hee.
I love the little concessions. Like, I think this book did a really good job of, like, I don't care, like, saying to your face, like, I don't care about you, I'm not interested. And then the little things they would do, it was like, ooh, bullshit. Yes, you do.
So funny. Before we move on to discuss the rest of Sweet Hand, let's listen to a quick word about the brand sponsoring today's episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's continue the conversation. I think that this was a really good, just like simple little sweet romance, you know? I wasn't like, oh, there's this deeper subplot here that's also breaking my heart. You know what I mean? It wasn't like that. It was
like using this as this topic or like
this
type of trauma or whatever.
You sound like a robot.
What the
Try
fuck?
To talk again. Oh, you're very robot-y.
No.
Okay, you're better. You're better. You're better.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. You were momentarily a robot. I'm going to keep that in. It was kind of funny.
Okay.
You said yes.
Yeah.
No, I was so focused on you sounding like a robot. Sorry. Go ahead, say it again.
I am saying, like, this wasn't, like, there's this deeper trauma that we're really diving into and using this, like, story as an opportunity to talk about something, like, super huge, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It was very much just, like, here is a sweet little romance, which I appreciate, because I feel like sometimes you think you're getting sweet little romance, and then you're like, oh, trauma dump.
My heart!
Now I'm depressed. Yeah. I love the cover for this book.
Well,
did you have a favorite part?
I thought it was really cute when she was drunk on her birthday and she sexted him and he came to the hotel. And
oh,
then he
that
was like,
fun.
And then he was like, you're drunk. We're not doing this. And then he just like stayed for the night. And it was cute.
And then
like,
he had a couple of sips of champagne and then he was like, okay, I guess I'll just sleep here. That was cute. I've totally forgot about that. I loved that she was such a bad bitch. You know what I mean?
She was
like,
a bad bitch.
She was like bikini pictures. She was like, let's show this man what he's. Yes. I was like, yes, we need more of that kind of energy. Cause I feel like we read a lot of romances where like the female main character is kind of like closed off or like a little insecure or like a little shy or whatever.
You don't know you're beautiful. And that's what makes you beautiful.
Oh, yeah, exactly like that, and Charisse was just not, she was just like, I know, and I am going to act accordingly.
Yep. Also loved
which I appreciated.
And, like, Sean made a comment at one point about, like, her weight, and Kieran just immediately was like, fuck that, like, no, you don't get to talk to her that way.
Sorry, Alexa's telling me I have a cough, because I laughed too hard.
Telling you have a cough?
So, I can explain. What? You know, Esty clears his throat like a maniac. He'll go, I won't do anymore because I know. And one day, the robot in my house said, I noticed you cough a lot. Would you like to set like this action thing that when I hear a cough I'll remind you to drink water? And I was like, that's so fucking funny. So I set it up, and now every time he coughs she goes, it sounds like you have a cough, maybe you need to drink some water. Except sometimes she thinks that it's coughing when it's not coughing, it's just like me laughing.
you have a full robot in your house. That's kind of alarming.
Did you ever watch, like, what was that TV show that was like on Disney or like Nickelodeon when we were, maybe it was a movie and it was like Smart House or something?
Yeah, Smart House. Yeah. Like the mom was the robot or.
Yeah. And like if you wanted a smoothie, it would just like come out of the counter. That's what I aspire to have.
I think it ended poorly.
It might have. Did the house say something it wasn't supposed to say?
Probably.
It committed a crime.
Yeah.
Probably.
I have something. This isn't about the book, unfortunately.
Okay, but that's okay.
I went to Barnes & Noble yesterday just to like feel happiness, and I picked up a couple things, but then I am intrigued. It's probably going to be a silly.
Okay. Like, what is it?
Great. It's called Well Traveled.
And the reason I picked it up, I'm going to send you let me just send you the cover, because I think you'll understand why I picked it up.
Jen DeLuca? Looking it up.
Yes. It's a man, but he has a man bun. And he's wearing, like, old-timey clothes, right?
It's giving Rhett McLaughlin from Good Mythical Morning. I'm in.
It is. Okay, it's a Renaissance Fair one.
It's your dream!
I know!
We have to read it.
I know!
Isn't this by that author? It looks like all those other covers that are... like well met, well whatever. But is it the same author? Yeah, it is. It's well the fourth book in the Well Met universe.
Wait, there's a man in a kilt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She has a bunch of books like this. This are one's new though. I feel. I've heard they're good. I love the little turkey leg illustration.
They're all Renaissance Fair. All of them are.
Yeah.
Bro, are you joking?
Let's read them.
Okay.
I see them all over the place.
Oh my
god. I just got the picture you sent me.
They're Renaissance Fair.
Let's read them.
Okay, I'm down.
I'm down too.
How cute. Okay.
They all have turkey legs on the cover. That's the best part of any fair is a turkey leg. Tell me I'm wrong.
Amusement park, fair.
Oh, there's no turkey leg on this cover. Well, I think they were on Kindle Unlimited for a while, too.
Wow. Okay.
Perhaps. Now they're not. Now they're $10 on Kindle.
New.
Why was there only turkey legs on two of them?
I don't know.
They might be, actually. Let me look. Scribd.
Scribd.
I'm just waiting for one day somebody to call us out for the way we say this, the name of that app.
I think we say it every way you can, so at least we're covering our bases.
Well Met. That's the first one, I think. Load. No. I feel like that looks like something that should be on Scribd.
The sapphic one you told me about?
Yeah.
The museum one? That's going to be on Scribd on February 17th.
I'm so excited for you.
So I'm going to listen to it then.
I would literally read it again. It was so good.
Okay.
I looked down at my Kindle when I was finishing it because I accidentally hit a button that shows like how many pages there are. I think it's like a 600-page book.
Are you serious?
I blew through it. I don't even know. Wait, let me see. Those Who Wait by Haley Cass.
There's no way.
I saw it for like half a second and I was like, what? Huh?
But like there's print... how many pages, and then it's like Kindle how many pages, and it's usually different.
It's print 632 pages.
So bro, what?
I was correct. Yeah. It doesn't feel like it, but also at the same time, I guess it did. Maybe that's why I liked it so much, because I was like, this is so like flushed out.
That's massive. For
it is massive.
Romantic...
I want to buy it. It's so good that I want to own it. It's also independently published. Like, she published it on her own.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
And it was so good. I'm, like, living for the self-published books lately.
It has really good reviews on Goodreads.
Like, it's 4.6? Really good. It's super good.
Okay, we need to cover it.
It's literally, like, if you put all my little niche interests into a book, one of them's a politician, okay? Yeah. The other one, like, her mom's a famous author, and she's also into literature and, like, history. I was like, yes. Keep it coming.
And it's in New York? And San Francisco.
And it's in New York. It's just so good. So good. So,
okay.
So good. And it made me cry, but also I'm a crybaby, so take with that what you will. Okay. But back to this book.
Right.
I fear that I could have maybe enjoyed this more if I hadn't just finished, like, two really, really, really good books.
Yeah.
Because
I fear I could have enjoyed this more if it was lesbians.
Agree. Strong agree, actually.
Yeah.
I think that it was a fun story. I think that it was... like we said before, I love the tension, and I love the, like, no, I cannot be interested in him, but also, damn, his ass in those pants. Like, I think that shit's so funny. Like, that's my favorite kind of thing to read. Yeah. So, like, for all of that, like, it was not a bad book. It just, it just didn't necessarily hit as hard, and I think that's because I was reading other good books in between.
And I need something to hit really fucking hard right now, because I'm in, like, this is definitely a little reading slump I'm in, and it is hard to get through books at the moment, and I need something that's gonna, like, shoot gold into my veins, you know?
I feel you. And I'm interested to read the next one.
Okay, yeah. Is it going to be, do we have confirmation of what it's going to be?
Yeah, let me see. I'm pretty sure they were setting it up to be his sister and everything.
Yeah.
What is this called? Sweet Hand. And I think it's called, like, Island Bites. Didn't mean to hit my microphone. Okay. Goodreads.
Sorry.
Goodreads. Oh, yeah. This book was only $2 on Kindle, by the way.
I just listened to it on Scribd.
Okay. So the second one's called Don't Go Baking My Heart. I fucking love that.
Oh, so is it Reba?
No. It is. It's Reba and Devon.
Okay. Which one was Devon?
Did Kieran have a brother?
No.
Devon
is it
King?
One of their friends? Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Or it's a cousin. Is it a cousin or a... No.
Oh, it's a king. It's a king. It's a cousin. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Why was the only other person I was thinking of Jerome? I just want Jerome to have his love story.
I know. I want a gay one with Jerome.
Yeah, give me Jerome.
Ugh.
It's 366 pages. The cover's very cute. Girlie got her yitties out on the beach. Yeah. Hell yeah. That's a cute cover, actually.
I'm looking it up right now.
Don't go baking my heart.
Don't go baking my heart. Were you a Ella Enchanted girly?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I fucking loved that.
Who wasn't?
Oh, boring people. Oh, yeah, that's cute.
Where are all these Kindle books on sale right now? Interesting. That looks really cute. I'm super keen to pick that up, maybe for the summer, because it looks very summery, you know?
It does look summery. You're right.
The vibes. Oh, it's on sale right now for $5.
Ooh.
Oop.
And I oop. I said, ow.
What was your rating for Sweet Hand?
4.5.
I think that's fair. When I finished it on Goodreads, I put 4. So I don't know if that meant 3.5, because you can't do halves, or if it meant 4. So I'm going to stick with 4, because maybe that's how I was feeling when I finished it. Like, so. This was a good book. Like, I very much enjoyed it. I very much enjoyed the vibes.
The tension. The characters.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody felt like actual people.
Bro, you're going to be infuriated when you listen to this episode back. The delay.
I know I am. I'm already thinking about it. Pain. I'll be fine. It's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have a song? We haven't done that in a while. We should get back into that.
We should.
I feel like I thought of one and then I no longer know.
You know what? Okay, wait, stop. Because I was thinking about this the other day, too. Like, we haven't done a song in a long time, and I've been trying to branch out my music quite a bit. And there's the song on TikTok that got – they're calling it, like, the emo baby-making song.
Oh, yeah. Did I mistake the sign from God?
And I want to read a book with that vibe so bad just so I can say that song.
I physically went and downloaded it the first day that I heard it, like, 2 weeks ago. And then I listened to the whole thing, and I was like, can we just skip to that part, though?
I just skipped to that part. It's the last, like, 2 minutes. I just skipped to that part.
No, but literally, I feel you. I feel you. I feel like it's kind of giving Darlington.
Ooh. No, Darlington's not like that, though. I was thinking more Castile. Right.
Oh, true. Oh, I miss him.
I miss him, too.
I miss him so much. The way I've been trying to convince my other friends to read From Blood and Ash, just so I can feel something again.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I haven't read it, but could it also be like the Cruel Prince vibes?
No.
Ugh. I've heard, like...
I think also... that people really market The Cruel Prince as a romance, but it is a fantasy with romance.
Okay. I also feel like... I haven't read it, but how people talk about Aaron Warner from the Shatter Me
series. I feel like that book is bad.
I feel like it's really bad, too, okay. But people end up loving... They're like, this is shit, but Aaron Warner...
Is
like,
he the one who says, lift your hips for me, love?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. That's the only thing I know about this man, which, you know, I'm there. I'm here for that.
Yeah.
I am here for that.
Yeah.
What? I'm trying to think of, like, a song that could go with this book. It was very, like, I don't know. I do not know.
I had one pop into my head, but what was it? Stupid. Good Girls Go Bad, Wayne Meester. Because he was like, I knew she wasn't just the sweet little. Like,
true. I was like, that's funny. And then you had an actual connection. That's fair. Well, I'm hoping you enjoy the next one. We're going to read more because I just finished it before we started recording.
If it's sapphic, then
I think I've been on like a sapphic kick lately with romances.
As you should. Lean into it because I benefit from it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I feel like we should be reading an equal amount of like queer to straight romances.
I agree. Can we like make that a full...
Yeah.
We have quite a few queer ones coming up. I'm very excited for
it. I know. We can absolutely cover those who wait, too, because I want any excuse to read it again.
Okay. Amazing.
It was so good. I was like, I should be taking notes.
Okay. I'm so excited.
Bet. Okay. I think that's where we're going to leave it for this episode. Before we part, we'd just like to thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to leave a review on whichever platform you're listening on, if applicable. I feel like I have to sneeze. If you have any further questions regarding topics discussed throughout the episode, feel free to join our Hardcover Hose Discord server via the link in the show notes or send us an email at hardcoverhosepod@gmail.com. Feel free to recommend books to cover in future episodes as well. Oh my God, I remembered what I was going to tell you.
Oh my God.
I posted a TikTok. Go look at the TikTok, everybody.
Oh, okay, I will.
Okay, as always, I am Sam Cabrera-Dixon.
I'm Sammy Scorstead.
And this has been an episode of Hardcover Hose. If you enjoyed this listening experience and you'd like to follow along with us next time, the next book on our to-be-read list is Devon and Chris Plan a Wedding by Chensia C. Higgins. Until we meet again, enjoy your reading. Bye.
Bye.